On February 3rd, six asylum seekers broke free from Woomera Detention Center, located in the middle of the Australian desert. The Woomera Detention Center became known throughout the world when last year thousands of protesters and detainees took down the detention center walls in a direct action which allowed dozens of detainees to escape. Those detainees who broke out of Woomera last week have at this point been recaptured, and those who assisted in the breakout arrested and charged with aiding, abetting, and harboring the escapees. Woomera Detention Center, which is known throughout the world for its brutal treatment of refugees, highlights Australia's harsh and inhumane immigration policies. Australia is the only country in the world which automatically detains all and any asylum seekers upon entry into the country. Those who assisted in the recent breakout at the Woomera Detention Center issued a statement explaining their actions, which reads, quote, "The physical and psychological abuses that has been occurring in these detention centers has led ordinary Australians like us to take extreme measures. These abuses are in total breach of any international law and regulations in regards to the abuse of human rights. And this has led many people, just like us, to undertake desperate measures. We are now calling on the Australian community to support our action and condemn the Howard government." Last week's breakout at Woomera Detention Center highlights a growing revolt both inside and outside of Australia's detention centers to Australia's immigration policy. The policy of automatic detention highlights the growing criminalization of immigrants and refugees worldwide and the militarization of the so-called developed world's borders. We spoke to Andrew of the No One Is Illegal campaign in Melbourne, Australia about the recent Woomera breakout. First off, can you speak about the recent events at Woomera? Detainees escaped. What happened?
As far as we know, it's happened about a week ago now when four outside activists drove up to the compound and apparently used a carjack to break through fences and met with six other detainees, and then it's apparently a bit of a getaway in which two guards were injured. People were basically on the run for about 2 days until the authorities kind of caught up with them, and everyone eventually ended up getting recaptured. Detainees are now back in remand centre and back in detention, and four of the outside activists are all in jail.
Can you speak a little bit about the detention policy of the Australian government?
The Australian government basically runs what we call mandatory detention, what you've been saying there, automatic detention, which has basically been enforced, as you said, since 1992, began under the Labor government, which is a so-called centre-left kind of government, and now it's kind of continued by the Liberal government, which is certainly not a Liberal government, it's the Conservative government, and is continuing pretty much unabated. And for them, I guess, the policy is kind of working because it's been at least a year and a half since anyone has arrived by boat on the Australian shore. So I guess the policy there is essentially attempting to create is to make it even worse to come to Australia than it is to, say, flee Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or any of these places. So that's essentially the situation that the government here is trying to set up.
Can you speak about how different people in Australia are viewing this policy, groups like No One Is Illegal? What is your perspective on this?
I guess there's a pretty kind of multifarious and diverse movement going on from a kind of conservative prime minister who's against it in the sense of trying to uphold the kind of UN Declaration of Human Rights and things like that. They're quite conservative in a lot of ways to groups like No One Is Illegal, which are more attempting to challenge, I guess, the notion of borders and states and countries, and really trying to compare the movement of the way that capital and businesses are allowed to move around the world, where people are kind of increasingly caged and stopped at the border.
Can you speak about the situation at these detention centres like Woomera? What are the conditions? How are people treated?
Woomera is, as a centre, is actually slowly being scaled back, and now there's actually apparently only 85 people in Woomera, whereas a year or two ago there was probably up to 300 or 400 people, basically because in a lot of ways around the negative publicity that Woomera has generated, it's very iconic. You know, it's in the middle of the desert. There's razor wire. There's enormous fences. And so the government essentially moved to do two separate things. One is offshore detention, which is essentially housing people in countries like Papua New Guinea, Nauru, and other small kind of island states in the South Pacific, so not even on Australian territory. And the other is to set up the detention centres like the Baxter Detention Centre in South Australia, which is essentially a fortified, electrified compound which has a 9,000-volt electric fence running around it, and the kind of movement inside that centre is extremely restricted, although the government attempts to kind of paint it as a, you know, nicer, cleaner, you know, more gentle detention. So, you know, there's grass lawns and things like that surrounding the centre and things like that, so it doesn't look so bad for the television cameras, I guess.
Can you speak a little bit about the various actions that have taken place at these detention centres? Last year, there was a large convergence at the Woomera Detention Centre where detainees broke free and some of the fences were taken down. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, I guess the actions that people may know about, the one that I guess reverberated most around the world was the Woomera 2002 actions in Easter of last year, where about 1,000 or 1,200 activists, our outside activists, because there's obviously activists on inside these detention centres who are resisting on a daily level, travelled to out to Woomera, and there was kind of meeting of people at the fences. Came down, around 50 people initially got out, and 11 eventually made it to freedom. A couple of them recently, unfortunately, got captured. But, I mean, that in some ways, they're the most spectacular actions. There's obviously daily resistance that go on in the camps, and there's been breakouts that had nothing to do with, you know, activists from the city where, you know, 200 people have broken out for brief occasions. But given the kind of isolation of a lot of the centres, there's not... so much of so many places for them to go. There was a massive breakout in a detention centre in the middle of Sydney a year and a half or so ago, where about 40 or 60 people broke out of there, and I think a lot of them are still out and about. So the resistance, I guess, is you know, very diverse, and there's the things that people hear about is in a lot of ways the spectacular kind of activities that kind of go on, and in some ways that's what people are campaigning to, you know, to bring attention so people can find out about what's going on. But there's, of course, you know, the agency that people have within the centres, they are resisting, you know, and they're fighting on a daily level.
More and more we're seeing these policies being put into action. Australia kind of is leading the way in terms of the automatic detention of asylum seekers, but we hear the phrase Fortress North America, Fortress Europe, the Pacific Solution. Can you talk about the general criminalization of asylum seekers?
Yeah, I guess Australia is on the cutting edge in a very negative way in terms of the kind of fortification of the nation state from the movement of people. Kind of beginning to feel a little bit like we're the new South Africa down here in terms of a pretty outright racism of the government. But I guess, yeah, the movement of people globally is enormous. And I don't know, lots of people conceptualize it in a lot of different ways in terms of the way the nation state is trying to attempt to, with corporate globalization and all these kind of things, and the kind of decline of the nation state in some regards in terms of economic policy, the kind of way in which the state can reassert itself and by, you know, fortifying itself and trying to, you know, create another, the excluded people and here's the included people, and another distraction, I guess, in a lot of ways for the internal population to not pay attention to the rest of the tricks that the government's up to.
Where can people go to get more information about the resistance movements throughout Australia to these detention policies if they want to get informed?
A good place to go would be, I guess, the No One Is Illegal site, which is antimedia.net/No One Is Illegal, or the Baxter Watch site, which is kind of a monitoring site for the Baxter Detention Centre, which is just baxterwatch.net. I might also add, actually, if people at all are interested in sending solidarity messages to the people who've recently got arrested, I'm sure they'd greatly appreciate that, and people could send them to no one is illegal at netscape.net, and they will be passed on. Or if you do a Google search for no one is illegal, you should come up with the site.
And I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this resistance movement in the coming months as people down there are preparing for the convergence similar to the one that took place at Woomera last year at the Baxter Detention Center.
Yeah, absolutely. There's people converging around the country this coming Easter for actions at Baxter, which is about 3 hours south of Woomera, just near Adelaide, if people know at all where that is. You can get out of the map and have a look, but still kind of on the coast, but in still quite a desert kind of region. And I guess that's part of the general policy of the government, is to push these, you know, to have these centres in areas that are very inaccessible. People can't get visitors, hard to access lawyers, hard to access media, hard to communicate, all that kind of thing. So I guess a lot of the idea is to set up, you know, ways of communicating, ways of getting those stories out there.
You've been listening to an interview with Andrew of the No One Is Illegal campaign in Melbourne, Australia, about the recent breakout at Woomera Detention Centre, where six refugees broke free from Woomera, which is located in the middle of the Australian desert. Australia is the only country in the world which automatically detains any asylum seeker upon entry into the country. This policy, along with the brutal treatment of detainees inside of Australia's detention centres, has led thousands of Australians to take direct action against these detention centres, as was seen in the last week. This coming spring, thousands of Australians will converge on Easter weekend against Australia's immigration policies at the newly constructed Baxter Detention Centre, located in the Australian desert. To get more information about the recent Woomera breakout, visit www.melbourne.indymedia.org. To get more information about the upcoming convergence at the newly built Baxter Detention Centre this coming Easter, visit www.baxterwatch.net. This interview was produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.